Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is officially QB Tears Week. I'm so excited.
And it's just amazing to see the outpouring of support and opinions that have already started. Today, it's a Herbert versus Watson debate. Tomorrow, Kenny, everything's on the line. We could be doing Trevor Lawrence versus Deshaun Watson. I don't know. You expect me to understand how quarterback tier week's going evolve over the course of a week? It's only Tuesday.
I can't wait to get ripped apart on Friday. It's going to be amazing. Because what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you how this is going to go. I'm doing this live on the air. We'll do the QB tiers at 7 o'clock on Friday. All right? Which really, people only care where Deshaun Watson is in my QB tiers, right? That's where, let's be honest here. Mm-hmm. Now, these are going to be my QB tiers, not T-E-A-R-S, T-I-E-R-S, tiers. And it's a direct ripoff of Mike Sando. I'm not denying that.
He's the inventor of the tiers.
He is the inventor of the tiers. And I did this some years ago, and I'm like, oh, I'll do it. And then we ended up getting bogged down with other things. And so Friday, 7 a.m.,
okay,
I will do it. So you guys have until Friday at 7 to tell me what tier Deshaun Watson belongs in.
You have to make a case. But here's the problem. We're already generating some big-time criticism that we shortchanged tier week with a holiday, you know, with an off day on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So now people are wondering if it needs to be extended another week.
No.
Does it bleed over and just go into next Monday?
Because then we have coaches tier week, and that takes up another week. And then we're going to have wide receiver room tier week.
Well,
and that takes up another week.
Well, some of them might bleed over.
Our big one that we had last year, and everybody talks about it, international kicker
week. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And whether or not we've got to reevaluate based on the new rules.
I mean, there is a new rule in effect. How will that play in when we bring in International Fair Catch Day?
Boy. Now, that's a big
one. That's
got to
be a whole week, too.
But I'm going to have to do some research.
Boom. Going to have to bring in a whole week as well. I asked this before the show to everybody on social media, which doesn't make it an exact science. I want to know from everybody else. 216-474-0092. I'm just asking you. That's all. That's all I was doing was asking. Are you rooting for Kevin Love to win another title?
How much playing time is he going to get in this series?
Right now, it is. That doesn't matter. Do you want to see Kevin Love win another title? Maybe that does matter to some people.
Does
you want to see Kevin Love win another title?
Realize they need to make a change, and then he doesn't play at all.
I don't know. Eric Spoelstra knows what he's doing.
Is he going to get credit if they win a title and he doesn't play at all?
Frankly,
no, not really. He's not. He's not.
But he played a bunch to get them to this spot.
Yeah. You know what he was? What he did. He served one role. He was a floor spacer. Even though he wasn't necessarily hitting a bunch of threes, they did have to guard him.
Well, you respect him because he used to be really, really good.
Right.
He went to four straight finals. How much is he sitting in the locker room and going, guys, come over here. Let me tell you about the time that we had to make it to the NBA finals again.
They did say, and the note came out, that every year he's been to the playoffs in his career, he's been to the NBA finals, which is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But it was said that he kind of fired him up at shoot around yesterday. And then didn't play.
He's a veteran. That's
a long day.
Oh, well, that's going to lead into what I'm, okay, enough. He is a veteran. That's going to go into what I'm about to say here. Because if the Heat go out and win, you get ready for these pieces to get ramped up. I wonder what they're going to do. Because you heard it a couple of weeks ago, or more than a couple of weeks ago, when it was, we could have used Kevin Love in this series. And all of a sudden it was, maybe Kevin was a little bit more angry than we believe. Maybe Kevin was a little more cantankerous towards the end with the front office than we believe. And we're over here going, and Lyman, you and I were saying the same thing. Well, rightfully so. He's not playing, and maybe they could have used a role for him. We're seeing here that they definitely should have had a role for Kevin Love. We could have used Kevin Love, could we not, in that series against New York?
We could have used anybody with a pulse.
We could have used anybody with a pulse, and Kevin Love still has a pulse, so we could have used him. So when you hear that, and then you just gave him away for nothing, people are going to be upset. I wonder if, A, they just let this one go, wish him congratulations if they win. I'm actually going to pick Denver. But if they win, yeah, do they let this one go, wish him congratulations, or do a couple of hit pieces come out? It would look very petty if a couple of hit pieces come out. And I think a lot of fans would see right through that, would they not? I think a lot of fans would see right through that. If all of a sudden you know who, the ghostwriter, it says, hey, maybe Kevin Love wasn't as great a team player as what y'all think he was.
He has
an open invitation to come on the show anytime he wants. He doesn't want to. And again, it's nothing personal. He can come on the show anytime he wishes. There is nothing against him being on the show. But say that guy writes a piece and says maybe Kevin Love wasn't as great a team player. In the middle of the finals, if the Heat are up 2-1 in the series, you don't think some Cavs fans are going to be seeing right through that?
Yeah, probably. I imagine also you'll see guys like LeBron tweet if Kevin Love hits some big shots in this series. You'll probably see people like LeBron come out of the woodwork, mm-hmm, and that's my boy, Kevin Love. I could even see LeBron like gonna be like, can't believe he was available.
Are you rooting for Kevin Love to win? 216-474-0092. I do, but I also know that I don't think Kevin Love would have been the reason the Cavs beat the New York Knicks. I want to say the right thing. I've been mad in the past. How long can I be mad at the Cavs?
No, nobody would have said that they won the series because of Kevin Love.
But I think if the Heat go out and they beat Denver, I think we'll get plenty of people on the other side saying, if you had Kevin Love, you could have beaten New York.
Man, we just lost so decisively. 5 games to that team. I don't understand,
but that's what I'm saying. I think he could have helped. But I don't think it would have been the difference maker in that. Mm-hmm. But I think that now there's been so much time passing that I think some people were checking out, just like the Cavs were in that game 5, mm-hmm, that now you might look back on it and say, well, maybe Kevin Love could have been the difference maker. I don't think Kevin could be the difference maker. But I do think he could have helped. I think that if he was used the right way, he could have helped change some of the fortunes of what happened. I mean, if you space out the floor, is there as much on Donovan Mitchell down the stretch? No. If you space out the floor, is there much on Darius Garland down the stretch? No.
Yeah, I mean, teams just didn't guard Allen. They didn't guard Okoro. They didn't guard Mobley.
Exactly. So if that were to stand, he would have helped. I don't think it would have been the end-all, be-all, and he would have been the difference maker. But I still look at it and go, he was a good foundational piece for a long time for this team. I know that there were their ups and downs. 2020 was a very rough season. I still wish him well. I would like to see him win the championship.
Yeah, I don't get mad. I mean, Kevin Love's been here as long as he'd been here. Those things, you know, we've just kind of learned at this point. We're going to have complicated relationships, and it's not just unique to Cleveland. Every city is going to have the highs and the lows with all these players, especially when there are contract negotiations that play out publicly. You're going to have failed moments. I mean, think about the Boston Celtics right now. They, in their minds, about 4 years ago, they're like, oh my God, we've got Tatum and Brown. Two guys that are both 20, 21 years old, already hitting big shots in Eastern Conference Finals. They're winning playoff games. We are going to love these guys forever. Fast forward to the reaction this morning, all these years later, and it's like, they got to blow it up. Those two cannot win together. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they pretty much hate Jaylen Brown now. Jaylen Brown was kind of mopey this year, wasn't happy about being included in Kevin Durant rumors the year before. And then he turned the ball over 8 times in a game 7. They're like, yeah, we're done with Jaylen Brown. It can happen to anybody. The fact that, you know, this town was widely supporting Kevin Love for as long. I mean, how many years was he here?
He's here about a decade.
Yes, this is what, 2014?
Almost a decade, 9 years.
Think about that. That just doesn't really happen that often. Forget about just this sport. Go baseball, football, basketball. What percentage of the athletes are staying in cities for that long?
But Lima, if you're valuing like what impact Kevin Love had in a locker room, and basically to a lot of fans, Cavaliers gave up Kevin Love for nothing. And they're gonna see if he has the championship, they're gonna be like, wait a minute. Where's the help that we could have had during the playoffs that we didn't get? We didn't get any veteran experience during the playoff run. That Miami, out of nowhere, it's the eighth seed. They got extra help with Kevin Love.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that the Cavs were sorely lacking in that type of leadership. I mean, Donovan Mitchell was somebody who'd been in some big-time playoff matchups before. And
yeah.
But that obviously wasn't enough, both on the court and off the court. It just, the thing about Kevin Love was he just was not an additive this year in the locker room. Most people that were close to that team covered that team, and the sourced reports that have come out were that it was a big problem, that there was a butting of heads behind the scenes, maybe a lack of communication between the organization, the coach, and Kevin Love.
I want to know, well, you just said the organization, the coach, and Kevin Love. Did JB feel that there was a role for him? Did J.B. Bickerstaff feel that there was a role
for
Kevin Love?
It seemed like it.
Okay, because Eric Spoelstra could find a role for Kevin Love. Now, I know they're different teams, but I think a lot of people look at it and go, listen, I think some people could look at it and say, with convincing common sense, that they didn't think the Cavs were going to go to the finals. Now, this year has opened up in a way that we didn't think was going to open up in the past. We did not think that the Heat were going to get there. We thought that Jimmy Butler was older. We thought that that team just didn't have the horses with him to really compete. And in a lot of ways, obviously, we were wrong. They're in the NBA Finals now. Boston, probably a little bit overrated. Milwaukee, I know they got the injuries. Philadelphia, they have the problem getting past the second round. I know Joel Embiid was banged up. You said it yourself. Maybe he shouldn't even have played in that last game, said he was injured, and then maybe things would have been different. Now, that might be a bit too far for some people, but I bet when you really look at the criticism that's levied against him, should he even played? Well, this is what he's here for, but the criticism against him would maybe say otherwise. Look at the common sense, though. Could he have helped them get past New York? A lot of people might say yes. He wouldn't have been the reason, but he could have helped them do it. If they just get one more round, are we saying any of this? If they get to the second round and lose in the second round to Miami.
They were expecting to lose.
Exactly. Nobody is saying any of this. So now I look at it and go, you couldn't find a role for Kevin Love, who clearly has some sort of a role and has some sort of a function with the Heat. Well, that's got to come down to one thing. That's got to come down to coaching. And it still comes down to the same old, same old. And I know that Joe Vardon might be right. Joe can write that we have a firing coaches problem in the NBA. But I think it's been that way for a very long time, and I don't think that's going to change. And I don't think, by the way, people blame it on the media. I don't think the media gets coaches fired. I think players get coaches fired. I mean, the media can scream and yell all they want. If players don't like the coach, they'll just get them fired. That goes all the way back to Magic Johnson. So they may still like J.B. Bickerstaff, but is he the right guy where Eric Spoelstra, arguably the best in the league, can make that transition and find a role for him, and my guy can't? And I can say, well, you can't compare him to Eric Spoelstra. I mean, my God, it's Eric Spoelstra. I think a lot of fans will go, why not?
I think JB is the sixth or seventh longest tenured coach right now in the NBA.
And my question would be, I think a lot of fans would go, why can't I make a comparison between one NBA head coach and another? Why can't I do that? So it just still comes down to, if you start to ask yourself about Kevin Love and whether or not you root for Kevin Love, it usually is a yes, because I got nothing against Kevin Love, and I don't think a lot of people do. But if you say no, I think it's because you don't want to have to ask yourself all those other questions.
Yeah,
if he wins and he becomes vindicated in this, that's a rough series of questions you have to ask yourself.
I know we got to go. My bigger issue, and it sounds like I'm being wishy-washy on this, no, I don't think Kevin Love would have made a huge, huge difference. At the same time, I hope this is not the sign of things to come in this organization where this should have been an easier thing to handle. Right. I mean, this when you've heard about not understanding the role, Kevin Love and JB kind of beefing, and then the organization not being able to take care of this to the point where they lose him for nothing, and then he's starting games in the Eastern Conference Finals. And not that I thought he was that much of a difference maker, but we needed every bit of any help we could have gotten in that series against the Knicks. And I hope that's not the sign of things to come in this organization where the first sign of trouble with Donovan Mitchell, maybe Darius Garland down the road, maybe Evan Mobley, like it leads to drastic, drastic, monumental repercussions that are going to be way bigger than Kevin Love.
But I think that's the way the league is heading anyway, and I still think that's probably the way the Cavs are probably heading anyway, and I'll explain that coming up. 216-474-0092. Are you rooting for Kevin Love now that he's in the finals? And I still don't feel better about the Cavs, even with the failures of the other teams of the East. And if you spent $700 on something, wouldn't you want to use it? It's time to switch from the scheduled game to the OTAs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
From around the league, never miss a beat from Berea and Beyond with the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland crew. They're a crew. Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin. Get two fresh episodes every week at 92.3thefan.com. And the Odyssey app, brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating and Cooling and Plumbing and Bryant, doing whatever it takes. Outstanding.
Will they break down your quarterback tiers?
We'll find out. That would be good content for them. I did my tiers, and then next week they would, in one of their two episodes that they do on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, they break down my QB tiers. Michael Francis will join us today on our podcast, the Emerging Podcast Scene, at 10:15 this morning. Make sure you're listening to it free on the Odyssey app. 92.3 The Fan Extra on the Odyssey app. You're going to absolutely love it. Michael Francis, a noted boss in the underworld, who is no longer in the underworld, and he's showing up in Lorraine at the Lorraine Theater on June 24th. So we're going to talk to him about that, and obviously a lot to do with the I kind of want to know. I want to know what he thinks about why America is still infatuated with the mom. That's like one of my prevailing questions. Like, why are we still so romantic about it? Like, of all the things, of all the genres and movies that are changed, and you would think we would reach the end of mob movies, and no, there's still something that brings us back. We still are infatuated with the entire story of it.
I got to tell you, you think about, like, after Sopranos and the nonstop, whether it's, you know, Scorsese movies, you know, even before that, the Godfather and everything, it's almost like we have so few movie ideas that we still want to tell more mob portrayals. And mm-hmm. We still want to hear, you know, either whether it's ripped from the headlines or just total creation.
Yeah.
People are still so fascinated by that world, even though they've done everything they can do to not glorify. Like, when you think about Sopranos, they're basically showing you how crappy this life was.
Oh, yeah. But people never, the outsiders, I have a whole theory about it. I'll share it during the podcast. But you would think that with all the movies that have been made, and especially with The Sopranos being the television series, that it would reach its end. And it's like, well, what's done is done, and that's basically the end of it. The stories have been told, and basically there is no mob anymore, things like that. No. People still want in on it. They still want to see it. They still want to, weirdly enough, I think they still want to role play in that sense.
Oh, I think the role play is a huge
yes.
deal.
And it's like, man, some of these guys were not good dudes, man.
Some.
Well, you know. I mean, there's arguments. There's arguments to be made. There's arguments to be made for some. But we'll talk to Michael Francis coming up 10:15 this morning on the Emerging Podcast. See, 216-474-0092. By the way, did you use your – I wanted to bring this up. Did you get to use your grill?
Don't have it yet.
What a great question, because I knew the answer to it. Yes. When are you getting your grill?
This week, I think delivery on Wednesday, along with the patio furniture.
So is the grill coming set up, or do they set the grill up for
you?
You said, okay.
They do everything, and for free. I mean, I'm sure it's embedded in the cost, but it's, yes. It's free.
So out the door, the thing was $700, right? I'm going to get the phones back to Kevin Love here in a second. I got to ask this. Don't you feel cheated in some way that you didn't get to use it on this weekend, this last weekend? I mean, this last weekend is a very big grill weekend.
Yeah, I guess I've never really understood that. I've never understood. It seems like we only get so many great weekends and warm weekends anyway in this part of the country that I feel like you should be trying to grill out. Anytime you're home, you should be trying to grill out, no?
Yeah, but this was the marker point for
yes.
We are now officially in
summer
grilling season. I wonder if you, as you become more domesticated, right, because you're still in a early part of your journey into domestication, how much that will change for you and make it a priority that you are doing those things.
And I know nothing about grilling right now. I imagine in 5 years, I'll be doing everything I can to get out of the house.
I hope I'm not around for that.
And sit out there and have beverages outside while I'm doing that. I assume that will change drastically.
Have the neighbors over and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, I thought I wanted it. There was a time. I thought I wanted the whole thing. I thought I wanted to be the grill guy, have the grill.
The setup that you took picture of this weekend?
Yeah. My neighbor, I did you see the picture I sent you?
Yeah.
He has a Weber grill. It's got four burners.
It's an amazing setup.
He has a smoker, and he has a Blackstone. They're all out there on his deck, which is, by the way, composite decking. I think
of
it's Trex.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Trex.
Oh.
He's paid enough for it, and he tells us. I mean, it's outstanding. And I'm going, my favorite grill is somebody else's. I mean, I got my Owen and I, when you told us the price of your grill, which everybody thinks it's a, either the egg or the Traeger, right?
I thought the egg's like twice that.
I don't think that's not what you got, right?
No.
Okay. So he's got the big name, the main name brand grill. That's what Lima got. Mm-hmm. Don't want to say it, whatever. That's the same that my neighbor has. I mean, he has the whole thing. He's got the Blackstone. He's got the smoker. He's got the whole deal. And I'm just like, man, this looks like a lot of work, and I'm not interested.
I don't think you fire all three up at the same time. And
I bet you this guy has, your neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not an everyday thing.
Oh, yeah. But not every day.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
that's your Big Daddy's, your 4th of July's, your Labor Day's.
You want to be the master of everything, so there's going to be Memorial Day, 4th of July, Arbor Day, obviously.
Flag Day.
Flag Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Earth Day.
Oh, that's a big
one. You want to show everybody.
January 6th.
That you are the king of the kings.
It
might be a little snowy that day, depending on the weather. Sometimes we get a good weather day.
I think you figure it out. I think you figure it out, especially with that decking system.
Fair enough.
It has become, without a doubt, like this. There's so many shows that revolve around it now, around grilling and the grill master, and everybody wants to do everything on their grills. I just think it's become almost, you're like the guy at a party. You're the guy. You command respect and attention if you're the grill guy and you do it well.
And I thought for a long time I wanted to be that guy. I wanted to entertain. I wanted to do it. I'm just like, man, I just don't have the energy for it. I don't have the patience. I don't have the energy. I don't mind barbecue. Well, I had his brisket.
I'm sure your role at the party, right, at one of these gatherings, Ken, is probably he's the featured attraction, right? He's the chef at the grill.
Yes.
But you're probably providing some story filler content, you know.
Oh, I'm a giant
rubbing elbows and all that with everybody.
For the most part in life, not just at a gathering. I assume in life I'm just a cartoon character to everybody. Yeah. I mean, that's basically what I am, right? Is that wrong to say, Tone?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
So I assume I'm a giant cartoon character to everybody. So I understand that, and I will play that role as much as needed. I will play that role so I don't have to host. I don't have to do the grilling. I don't have to do the setting up, and I certainly don't have to do the cleaning up.
Lima will transition from being more of like the maitre d', the guy that's the house manager that's going around and saying hi to everybody, to being the guy that's on the grill now, being the feature attraction. Are you going to be able to handle that, Lima?
Well, that's a lot of pressure in the early stages of this.
Right, I'm not now ready. You're not mixing drinks.
I'm
right?
not ready for any of that yet. I need to have a slow build.
Like
an apprenticeship.
Get a little practice going in, maybe invite just the in-laws over first.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin anything.
True. I enjoy the steaks. I will make a steak. But as far as anything else, I'm just like, nah, I don't care. I told you, I ate his brisket. I'm not a big barbecue guy. Ate the brisket. Felt the brisket was great. Liked the brisket. And the only reason I tried the brisket is because he made all cheeseburgers. And, you know, I don't eat cheeseburgers. And I don't eat, at least not American cheese. I don't like American cheese. Sorry, I know that probably is a sacrilege to a lot of people, but I don't.
On Memorial Day, probably.
Yeah. But I feel,
right call.
Yeah, but I do think that, I'm sorry, I'm not going to eat American cheese. It doesn't matter. It's my choice. I don't like American cheese, and I certainly really don't like cheeseburgers. So I'm not going to eat the cheeseburgers. So he put cheese on all of them, and I go, oh, did you put cheese on all those? He's like, oh, I forgot. I go, no problem. Beggars can't be choosers. Don't worry about it. You got brisket there. You got hot dogs there. We'll be perfectly fine. Obviously, I will find something to eat. I wasn't going to complain. I just made that mention.
Yeah, you can't
I do want to stick in his head for next time.
You can't really complain.
Yeah. But I do feel you don't feel you got cheated at all because of that?
Oh, no. I mean, we end up going over the in-laws yesterday, and Bernie did the grilling. Father-in-law, and it was spectacular, spectacular job.
Outstanding.
But I'm paying attention more. I'm, like, looking at other people when they're grilling. What are we doing? What are the moves? I want to make sure I get it right because people make it sound like it is a science.
Told you. You can always put it back on. You can't leave it in too long. Let's get to Dave and Carl. Back to Kevin Love. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Horrible. Go ahead. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm rooting for Kevin Love. I mean, to be honest, I'm rooting for Denver just because they never won a championship. But if Miami wins, that's fine. I mean, I don't really have any dog in this fight either way. I just want a good, well-played game. But I think Bickerstaff screwed up by not communicating better and maybe not being so stubborn. You know, he really could have said, you know, let's take a few games off and rest your body, and then we'll get you back in the rotation when you're feeling a little better, and left the option open of him playing again rather than having such a firm hand. Now, I don't know that it's going to cause problems with the other players because he is a really good communicator. And in a way, he communicated too much to Kevin Love. And obviously, Kevin didn't like what he had to hear and then opted out.
In the grand scheme, Dave, it's not fair to the Cavs, and I know I'm not being fair to the Cavs for one simple reason. Thank you very much for the call. Is I don't know the inside story, and they just lost. This might have been, if I really break it down, even if they had Kevin Love, the first round of the playoffs might have been as far as they were going to go. Because if we're being honest with each other, I haven't said it and Lima hasn't said it, that Kevin Love would be the end-all be-all. That he was going to be the guy to change the fortunes to get them there. Now, I believe with the court spacing, like you said, it would have created more opportunities for your scorer in Donovan Mitchell, the other scorer in Darius Garland, so on and so forth. And maybe might have opened things up a little bit, but I still think I'm probably stretching here. Maybe open things up a little bit for Evan Mobley. But Evan Mobley was still missing 4-foot bunnies, crying out loud.
Again, I think they had bigger problems and Kevin Love is not good enough at this stage of his career to have solved those problems.
Yes.
But to act like they couldn't have used them, like clearly now, based on what we saw, and Kevin Love played much better in that Milwaukee series. He had a few good games from beyond the arc and played more minutes in that series. I mean, this series, you know, game of matchups too, but he couldn't even play the last two games.
Someone just sent me a picture. George Thomas just sent me a picture of his setup. It's amazing. I'm sorry. He's got all the grills you could possibly think of. It's basically like he's stolen everybody in the neighborhood's grill and put it in his own backyard. Sorry. Congratulations to George on all his success. Back to Kevin. The only thing I'm paying attention to here is when it comes to Kevin, if I'm saying I don't think it would have made that big of a difference in the terms of them winning or losing the series, is it fair of me then to put it back down on the Cavs and say, well, this is the reason why X, Y, and Z. Like, I'm trying not to be angry. I'm trying not to be bitter or any of those things about the Cavs. But I know that our window is actually much tighter than what we believed it to be at this time last year when we first got Donovan Mitchell. So if our window is much tighter than that, it's like, you got to go. And you have to have the experience to win in a series, and you just didn't do something like that. And I have to compare J.B. Bickerstaff to some of the best coaches in the NBA, because that seems to be what all the other front offices are doing.
That's
the way I look at it.
Yeah, they are. It's just unfortunate, and it's unbelievable that, you know, you have a player like this. It almost, in a lot of ways, is it not identical to the Odell Beckham situation, where before you know it, Odell, we thought he was pretty much zapped here, you know, thought his talent level just wasn't what it used to be, and things were simmering behind the scenes. Next thing you know, we lose him for nothing. And then he goes and walks into a Super Bowl contender and then was on his way before the injury of being a Super Bowl MVP.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to be the case with Kevin Love in the finals, but you know, you're talking about having things fester so bad behind the scenes that you just have to let a player with talent go for nothing.
I don't want things to that I think is going to be part of the if it goes Miami's way. Like if it doesn't go Miami's way, I don't know if they have to say anything. Like if Denver takes care of business, which I really think they should.
Yeah.
I really think this shouldn't be that tough of a series. I think there should be credit and there should be respect given to Miami. But other than the credit and respect, I'm not going to pick Miami to win this series. I'm going to pick Denver to win this series. And then there should be nothing on that going, hey, Kevin Love helped to make a run. That's given. That should stick in the back of our heads. If they were to happen to win this series and I end up being wrong, and I guess you end up being wrong here, then I wonder what would really be said about Kevin Love, the teammate with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Because you're going to hear a lot about Kevin Love, the teammate with the Miami Heat. You know, you just brought up, he didn't even play in the game last night, and he's given rah-rah speeches before the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the one doing that. He's been there since just past, what, Christmas, February or whatever it was. I mean, that's a huge thing that goes in the feather of the cap for Kevin Love in this entire argument with the Cleveland Cavaliers. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, DeAndre Hopkins is a big name. And so was DeLorean. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyon.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Alive on the Fan. Podcast coming up after the show. 92.3 The Fan. Extra on the Odyssey app. Getting killed over the DeAndre Hopkins stuff. Just getting slammed.
I didn't expect that opinion
from
you.
Just getting mad. You thought I'd want DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah. I didn't think you'd be like, oh, this is the move they have to make, or their offseason, you know, relies on whether or not they make this move. But in the past, you have been very pro, just add talent, we'll figure it out no matter what.
Well, I have been that way. And now I have, but at that time, did I have a quarterback? Did I have a legitimate quarterback? I had a guy who I said was legitimate because I wanted him to be legitimate. Now I have a guy who should be legitimate. If he's not, then it's very bare bones. It's very plain and simple. Not bare bones. They have talent. But it's very plain and simple. If he doesn't play well, they're not going to go anywhere. and they're going to lose. And then they're going to get fired, and that's it. I mean, he'll play out the string of his contract, but guys, I mean, this year, if they don't compete this year, that's it. I mean, unless the rest of the AFC comes to them, this very much is a make. I keep cutting you off.
No, I'm just saying real quick though. Like, you see some of the other top contenders in the AFC allegedly going after DeAndre Hopkins, and I think it's worth kicking the tires.
I mean, for if he needed a 1 year deal, if he could live with a 1 year deal worth about $9 million, yeah. And he's not going to have a 1 year deal worth about $9 million. He's going to have a 2 or 3 year deal or 2 with the third year option worth much more than that. I'm going to go, nope. Because they didn't. Who's the one guy they've cut as a draft pick? Richard LeCount.
Yeah.
That's the only guy they've really. They might have cut somebody else.
Schwartz will be this year.
We assume so. We'll see. Maybe he'll have a decent camp. Probably not. Richard LeCount's been the only draft pick they've cut. You think they want to move on from Donovan Peoples-Jones now that he's started to show promise? You think that's something they want to do? Nope. That's not something they want to do. So we could sit here and shout DeAndre Hopkins, but they've already traded a second-round pick for Elijah Moore. They already have Amari Cooper on the books. Now, you could say that he could replace Amari Cooper down the line, but I think is he already older than Amari Cooper? Is he already older? Hold on. No, it's not Amari Copper. It's Amari Cooper. And Amari Cooper is 28 years old. He'll turn 29 this month. A lot of June birthdays.
Yeah, Mark.
He'll turn 29 this month.
By the way, people have been confused.
So he's younger. He's 2 years younger.
People have been confused when I've mentioned that Amari Cooper will want a new contract. They're like, wait a second. He's under contract for how many more years? But it's the guaranteed money. This is the last year of guaranteed money. He's going to want protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because a player like Amari Cooper, if he gets injured this year, you know, what's his future?
If they wanted to make it work that badly, like when we had Michael Lombardi on, and I wanted to simplify, and he brought up the $19 million, which is prohibitive, and maybe the Cardinals wanted to pay nothing of the $19 million. I have no idea how the conversations worked. And remember, when the market is only the Bills and Chiefs, which are two very competitive football teams, obviously. But when we're talking about the $19 million, even the Bills and Chiefs balked at that. Now, they have good quarterbacks that can turn guys into targets. And Josh Allen and obviously Patrick Mahomes. So why wouldn't we want him if we have that guy? Well, we now have constraints. And we now have what we believed until DeAndre Hopkins was cut was a much better wide receiver room than what we ended last year with. People had high hopes. They, as of right now, I thought had high hopes for Elijah Moore. I thought we left last season with high hopes for Donovan Peoples-Jones. And Amari Cooper with Deshaun Watson throwing to him. It's not where I wouldn't take him no matter what. It's that I would take him at rates that I just don't believe are realistic. So I'm supposed to what? Dump out everything for DeAndre Hopkins?
Well, this is something that probably
I'm going to do that.
Double A.
I don't know if any team can afford him for what he's looking for. Like with the Bills and Chiefs, what they're looking for.
And I
don't know if any team can afford that contract.
And I continue to say, if he were that great, that outstanding, would any team allow him to get to free agency? Would any team? Because you remember, it's a zero-sum game, guys. You either have the player or you don't have the player. So you could be up. I could sit there and go, I can't believe people wanted the Browns to give up a second-round pick for DeAndre Hopkins. And I did do that on Friday. And there were people, and rightfully so, they may say, because they believe that they love DeAndre Hopkins that much. Well, it doesn't make me feel any better that he could go to the Ravens now because he's a free agent. Because if you trade for him, he's yours. It's not anybody else's. He's yours.
But would you admit, though, that Hopkins would be a significant upgrade over Donovan Peoples-Jones?
I was just going to ask you, how much better do you think Hopkins is right now?
Yes,
Elijah Moore.
But shouldn't Deshaun Watson be a significant upgrade over Jacoby Brissett? Shouldn't he be able to make those guys better to the point where I don't necessarily need to go giving up big deals for DeAndre Hopkins?
If you're on a hot seat, if you're on a hot seat and you bring in DeAndre Hopkins for 1 year, it doesn't cool your seat down.
Oh no!
Right?
I mean, if they went out and they still lost, I'd go. I'd be even more depressed of it because I'm going, geez, you even brought in DeAndre Hopkins and you couldn't win. What the hell does this franchise
well,
have
then
to
you
do?
Kind of earned your fate there.
Fair enough.
But if you bring in a guy like that on a 1 year deal and you go, okay, we won, but we don't have those guys back again. And if you don't win at all, I mean, he's not putting you over the top to win it all,
is
he?
If you can move some money around and get him on a one-year deal, then I'll shut up. But if it's a 2 or 3 year deal, that's an absolute no.
Owen just said, though, that's tough. It's tough to answer that question because they finished in last place, but yet Vegas still has them clumped in with a bunch of teams that are vying to make the playoffs. And, of course, as we know, I mean, aren't we learning?
That's where I get frustrated when I say they're not as far away as we all just think they are because they're named the Cleveland Browns. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I just don't know this whole offseason. I mean, their defense is just looks like a total reboot. Coaching staff, total reboot with the exception of the head coach. Now you bring in Elijah Moore, and if you go in and do this move, you know, it's just a totally new team all of a sudden.
I think, obviously it would be, and if it didn't work out, it would be disastrous. If it doesn't work out, it's going to be disastrous anyway. So some people say, well, go ahead and go for it. Just because I'm desperate doesn't mean I need to go and rob Peter to pay Paul for a team that was 7-10 last year. I mean, the Bills are a team that looks a Super Bowl dead in the eye. The Chiefs are a team that obviously wins Super Bowls. I don't know if we're in that same category. And again, they couldn't make the picks and money work for DeAndre Hopkins. Now he's a free agent. Maybe he thinks differently now, depending on how the market seems. But I don't know if I want to give up more than 1 year on a guy who's going to be 31 by next week. When is it? Next Tuesday, he's going to be 31. So at what point do I look at this and go, I don't know if this is really going to cut the mustard on this. Next Wednesday, he might be 31. June 6th is his birthday. So at what point am I going to look at this and go, this doesn't make sense other than he's a big name? Because I think people get addicted to the name that he was in 2020, which is not too terribly long ago. He was outstanding, but he was still in his 20s. Now we're getting ready for 31-year-old DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, and I think these are the issues again. And even though, by the way, Donovan Peoples-Jones is arguably the best draft pick of Andrew Berry. So who's better? I mean, is there a draft pick I'm missing under Andrew Berry? I mean, Emerson looks
Emerson's
like he has
been good.
Plenty of potential.
I've heard to buy stock on him.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree, by the way.
Ah.
But Donovan Peoples-Jones is the best they've drafted, but that's not a number one wide receiver anywhere.
No.
So when you don't draft guys like the Bengals were able to draft Ja'Marr Chase, and they have T. Higgins, and I mean, these are guys that could be number one wide receivers anywhere. We've got Amari Cooper. We have not drafted that. So to make up for it, same thing on the defensive line. You haven't drafted anything that could be paired up with Myles Garrett. You have to go do the Za'Darius Smith deal. You've got to make up for what you haven't drafted with free agent darts.
But Za'Darius Smith boils down to a one-year contract. Yeah. That's what that is. And then you're hoping guys develop. If I can get him on a one-year deal, obviously I'd take him. But I don't think I'm getting him on a one-year deal. So I don't even think the conversation is – the conversation's always worth having, obviously. But I don't think the conversation is going to lead to anything. And I don't think he's going to sign with the Browns. And if he signs with Baltimore, then fine. We'll try to find a way to beat Baltimore. Other teams can get good players, too. That's the way this league's supposed to work. All right, podcast coming up at 10:15. We got Michael Francis who's going to join us. Talk to him about the underworld. It's going to be a very interesting time, I can tell you that. Big thanks to Michael Lombardi, who joined us earlier today. Outstanding stuff from him. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10, for Big Country, for Jeff, for AA, for the slippery wizard Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.